Jee Ja. Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by the amazing preschool and after school program Safari Kid. This is your host Vidya here with just Michael in the studio today because guess what? It's a listener special. All right, lots of prizes to give out. So I'll explain the rules in a bit, but first, don't forget to like our Facebook page. It's the Safari Quiz Show page. Safari Quiz Show page. And if you've had a positive experience with Safari Kid, do go and like their page as well. They have many, many, many branches in the Bay Area, so there's sure to be a branch close to you. So if you're looking for some after-school enrichment for your child or a preschool program for your child, I highly recommend it. Do check out Safari Kid by going to safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com and clicking the contact button to find where all their locations are. And I'm sure, as I said, you'll find a location close to you because they have over 18 branches in the Bay Area and they're growing all the time. The other thing that I want to mention is our new initiative of showcasing young musicians. Today we have another treat for you. It's a guitar piece. We'll be playing it in our second break as usual. But I want to encourage everybody who's listening to send us your child's recording or recital, and they're welcome to come and play in the studio as well. In fact, our guitar player today will be coming next week or the week after to do a live performance in the studio as well. So we really enjoy having kid musicians in the studio, and we, of course, love listening to their pieces. The whole point is to say kudos on learning music, because it's such an important part of the growth of our brain, the growth of our minds and souls. So anybody, any child who's picked up a musical instrument or who just loves to sing, you know, singing is as enjoyable and as pleasurable. If your child has a beautiful voice and loves to sing, come to the studio. We'd love to hear you sing. Our studio is based in Fremont and our show is always live 11 to 12 on Saturday mornings. So Saturday mornings 11 to 12, if you have a free minute and would like your child to have a shot at performing live on air, we'd love to have that. Just get in touch with us a little bit before and let us know you'd like to come, and we'll make all the arrangements. The way to reach us is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, so today is our listener special. Regular listeners know how it works, but for all those who are tuning in for the first time, here's how we do it. This time, there's nobody in the studio with me except Michael, so I'll be asking the questions to all our loyal listeners. It's a way of saying thank you to you for being such loyal listeners because we give out many more prizes today. So I'll read out a question on air. Then you have to call back to the studio at 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. To answer, we take 10 answers per question, and then we move on to the second question. After the second question, we'll take a break, and then when we come back, we announce the winners of questions number 1 and 2, and then we do questions number 3 and 4, then take another break. We try to finish 8 questions in the time allotted, 11 to 12. Sometimes we go a little bit over time and can't manage the 8th question, but it's always my intent to give out 8 prizes. So let's start. Once again, our call-in number, very important for today's show, is 510-770-1550. And today's category is riddles. Riddles. No general knowledge needed. Just some creative thinking, some out-of-the-box thinking. Now, when I made my riddle questions for today, I realized that the first question is actually a little difficult. So I'm actually going to do the second question first because I have a feeling I don't want to rattle you. The questions are not that difficult except the first one. So here's our first question, which is actually my second question in my list. And here goes. Mary's father has 5 daughters. Mama, Mimi, Meme, and Momo. What is the 5th daughter's name? Mary's father has 5 daughters. Mama, Meme, Mimi, and Momo. What's the 5th daughter's name? And let's see if we have a caller. Michael knows the answer. Ooh, okay. Hi, you're on the air with the Safari Quiz Show. Whoops, lost them. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is Mary.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and I think the answer is Mary.
Thank you, Ishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My name is Deepa, and the answer is Mumu.
Mumu? Thank you, Deepa. So we got 2 answers there. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti and the answer is Moo.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Bansi and the answer is Moo.
What's the name again?
My name is Bansi.
Bansi. Oh, lovely. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Bansi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki and I think the answer is Mary.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina and I think the answer is Mary.
Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. I think the answer is Mary.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my name is Murtaza and the answer is Mary.
Thank you, Murtaza. Last question, last caller for question number one. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Iknur, and I think the answer is Mary.
Thank you, Iknur. And Iknur was the last caller, the 10th caller for question number one. So we're going to go on to question number two now. Question number two. So if you're still calling about the Mary question, we're not taking any more answers on that. We've had our 10 callers, but you know what? We have a lot of questions today, so don't worry, you'll have another chance. Question number two, here we go. Poor people have it, rich people need it, and if you eat it, you will die. What is it? This is a tough one. Poor people have it, rich people need it, and if you eat it, you will die. What is it? Michael is thinking too, and this is going to slow down our calls while people think, oh, we actually have a caller. Okay, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is nothing.
Thank you, Nikki. Nikki says nothing. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is nothing.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. My name is Shivani, and I think the answer is nothing.
What's your name again?
Shivani.
Shivani. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sima. And I think the answer is nothing.
What's your name again?
Seema.
Seema. Thank you, Seema. Lots of new names today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria, and I think the answer is nothing.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my sister also wants to talk, and the answer is nothing, so my sister also wants to talk.
What's your name? Hi, who's this?
Hello, my name is Anna, and the answer is nothing.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iknur, and I think my answer is nothing.
Thank you, Iknur. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sanjana, and I think the answer is nothing.
Thank you, Sanjana. Hi, you're on the air. Oops. Okay. All right. So with that, we come to the end of our second question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to check out questions 3 and 4 and also the winners of questions 1 and 2. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
They can get homework help or extra challenges in math and science. Safari Kid offers a customized program with weekly extracurricular activities such as science lab, computers, chess, Hindi, Spanish class, and creative writing. We also train your child for the GATE and STAR tests. With pickup and drop-off facilities available and 15 locations here in the Bay Area, finding the right program for your child has never been easier. Go to SafariKidsCA.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studio. If you're just tuning in, it's just me because we're doing a listener special today with the category riddles. And we just did 2 riddles before the break. And we got lots and lots of right answers. So let's get right to our first riddle, which was, Mary's father has 5 daughters, Mama, Meme, Mimi and Momo. What's the 5th daughter's name? And of course, a lot of you said Momo. But actually, that's Mary, obviously, because she's the 5th daughter. We did say that it was her father, right? So that was the right answer. And from all the correct answers, Michael has picked the winner. And the winner of the first question is Nikki. All right. Nikki, do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention you answered question number 1. The answer was Mary. And your name and contact information, of course. All right. The second question was, poor people have it. Rich people need it, and if you eat it, you will die. What is it? And everybody got this one right. I thought this was a difficult one because I was struggling with it. But you guys are so smart. Poor people have nothing. Rich people need nothing. And if you eat nothing, you will die. So the answer is nothing. And from all the correct answers, again, Michael picked the winner, and it is Sabina. All right, Sabina. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and the answer as well. It's question number 2. The answer is nothing. So, once again, for all of those of you who are tuning in, we're going to be playing a musical piece in our second break by a very talented young man. And I'll tell you more about it when we go on the second break. But in the meantime, it's time to go for our third question, third riddle. Okay, here goes. What has a face and 2 hands, but no arms or legs? What has a face and 2 hands, but no arms or legs? Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. Let's go. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is a claw. And can my brother also answer the question?
Sure. Go ahead. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is a clock.
Thank you, Rhea and Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a clock.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, hello. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is a computer.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anya, a clock.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashu, and I think the answer is a clock.
Thank you, Ashu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor, and I think the answer is a clock.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly, and the answer is clock.
Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sudarshan, and I think clock.
Thank you, Sudarshan. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is a clock.
Thank you, Koina. And last caller, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and I think the answer is clock.
And Murtaza, thank you. Murtaza was the last caller for question number 3. So now, if you're still waiting to answer the riddle, what has a face and 2 hands but no arms or legs? Then we are done with that question, and we're going to move on to question number 4. Question number 4, here goes. What has wheels and flies, but is not any kind of aircraft? What has wheels and flies, but is not any kind of aircraft? What has wheels and flies, but not any kind of aircraft? Okay, we have a call. Brave caller. Go for it. Nope. What has wheels and flies but is not any kind of aircraft? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is time.
What's your answer?
Time.
Time? Oh, thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is garbage club. And can my sister answer the question?
Okay.
Garbage club.
Hello, hello, sister.
Hello.
Is that Anna? Yes, go ahead, Anna.
My name is Anna, and the answer is garbage club.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is a garbage truck.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashu, and I think the answer is time.
Time. Thank you, Ashu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I think the answer is a garbage truck.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Seema, and I think the answer is time.
Thank you, Seema. Hi, you're on the air. No. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Bubbly, and I'll finish at time.
Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is a garbage truck.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and I think the answer is time.
Thank you, Ignore. And Ignore was the last caller for question number 4. So it's time for our break now, and it's also time for our musical showcase. And let me give you a little bit of information on our wonderful guitar player whose piece you're going to be hearing now. He's a boy by the name of Aditya. Aditya is a 7th grader at Peterson School in Sunnyvale. Aditya, if you're listening, we loved your piece. He's learning classical guitar, the Suzuki method, from California Conservatory Guitar. His interests include reading books, playing tennis, basketball, swimming, in addition to math and science. Of course, we all love math and science. Well, wonderful job, Aditya, on the guitar. And here is Aditya's beautiful piece.
Safari Kid offers preschool and after-school programs customized to every child's unique needs. Our experienced, friendly, and certified staff help support your child's development to make them confident and capable. We have 15 locations in the area, with new ones being added all the time. Check out safarikidca.com to learn more or visit one of our many locations. We also have international branches in Canada, Hong Kong, India, and other Asian countries. Sign up today and get your child the head start we can give. Safari Kid CA.com.
The Safari Quiz Show.
GA.
Sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're actually halfway through the show. If you're just tuning in, we're doing a listener special today with just riddles for our listeners. And let's see what questions number 3 and 4 were. Questions number 3 were, what has a face and 2 hands but no arms or legs? The classic answer is a clock. From all the correct answers, Michael picked the winner, and the winner for that is Sudarshan. All right, new winner. Sudarshan, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention question number 3, answer clock, and absolutely send us your contact information as well. And to all our new listeners, please be interested in participating on our show in the studio. The prizes are wonderful, and the experience is invaluable. Okay, question number 4 was, what has wheels and flies but is not any kind of aircraft? What has wheels and flies but is not any kind of aircraft? I have to say, I got a couple of really creative answers. Of course, the correct answer is garbage truck, because we're talking about flies like the insects and not flies as the verb. So a garbage truck, because it has garbage, has flies. We also got a very creative answer, which is time. It's not the correct answer, but I commend you, because you can really make a sort of convoluted case that there are wheels of time and wheels of time keep moving, and of course time flies. To all those people, all I have to say is very creative, well done. But from our correct answers, we picked a winner, and that winner was Istuti. All right, Istuti, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You have question number 4. The answer was garbage truck. And, of course, we'd love to see you in the studio as well. Okay, time for questions number 5 and 6. Question number 5. Before that, once again, for all those people just tuning in, our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Here's question number 5. In which place does yesterday always follow today? In which place does yesterday always follow today? 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is a calendar.
A calendar? Okay, Nikki says calendar. Interesting. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is a dictionary.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Lena. And I think the answer is a chair.
I didn't get your name or the answer. Can you be a little louder?
Hi, my name is Seema.
Seema?
And I think the answer is a chair.
Chair. Okay, thank you, Seema. Hi, you're on the air.
Dictionary.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kaima, and I think the answer is in the dictionary.
Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sneha, and I think the answer is a dictionary.
Is that Sneha?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Sneha. Hi, you're on the air. Arav says calendar, and everybody is very soft, so I don't know whether it's a problem with my mic or something. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Sanchi, and I think it's a dictionary.
Sanchi, lovely name, and welcome to the show. Thank you, Sanchi. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is dictionary. And can my brother also answer?
Sure. What's his name?
Vidu.
Hello? Go ahead. Who's this? Vidu? Oops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Istuti, and the answer is calendar, and my sister also wants to talk.
Istuti, you're the last caller for this question, so we let Anna do it another time.
My name is Anna.
Okay.
Anna, and the answer is calendar.
Anna says calendar. Okay. And that was the last caller for question number 5. That was the last caller for question number 5. Our call-in number, 510-770-1550. But just hold your horses for a minute because I'm going to ask you question number 6. Okay, here we go. Question number 6. What is so delicate that even saying its name can break it? What is so delicate that even saying its name can break it? Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Abidyan, and I think the answer is...
Go ahead. Okay, next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vrisha, and the answer is silence.
Vrisha?
Yeah.
Thank you, Vrisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eden Nanda.
What's your name?
Eden.
Venus?
Eden. E-D-E-N.
Eden? Eden. Oh,
yes.
Nice. Lovely name. Welcome to the show. And what's your answer?
My answer is heart.
Heart. Ah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
My name is Narayan, and the answer is silence.
Is your name Aryan?
Narayan.
How do you spell it?
N-A-Y-A-N.
Narayan. Oh, lovely. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and I think the answer is a secret.
Very nice answers. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sudarshan, and I think it's a secret.
What's your name again?
Sudarshan.
Gautam?
Sudarshan.
Sudarshan. Sudarshan says secret. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is silence.
Aditya who? What's your last name?
Kataria.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor, and I think the answer is silent.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is secret.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is a sandwich.
A sandwich? How creative. You have to explain to me how you got to that answer. And last caller for question number 6. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Whoops. Someone's having a bad day. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is silence. And my sister wants to talk.
Hi,
Hello,
Anna.
Anna, and the answer is silence.
Thank you, Anna. And Anna was the last caller for question number 6. If you're still waiting on hold, don't worry. We have questions 7 and 8 to get to as well. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who got the prize for questions number 5 and 6, and we'll move on to questions 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with our listener special. And we're almost at the end of our show. Just our last round is left. So here's time to announce the answers and the winners of questions 5 and 6. And we have questions 7 and 8 left to go. Question 5 was, in what place does yesterday always follow today? What place does yesterday always follow today? We got a couple of interesting answers like calendar and sandwich. Did I hear that right? Was it sandwich? Well, the answer was dictionary because yesterday begins with a Y and it obviously follows a word beginning with the letter T. And from all the correct answers, Michael picked the winner, and the winner was Sanchi. All right. Beginner's luck, huh, Sanchi? When you write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, don't forget to mention the question number 5, the answer, and your name and contact information. And we would love to know what grade you're in too. I hope to see all those lovely new names I've heard today to be converted into participants in the studio, because we're always looking for kids to come to the studio and participate. Just let us know which Saturday will be convenient for you, all those new guys, and of course our old favorites as well. And we will make sure that we can get you set up with other kids from your same grade. Question number 6 was, what is so delicate that even saying its name can break it? What is so delicate that even saying its name can break it? We had some very interesting answers here. My favorite was, of course, heart, because, oh my goodness, yes, our hearts are so delicate that they get broken very easily. And, of course, there are lots of Bollywood songs attesting to that. But the other answer was secret. And, yes, you know, if you say a secret, you can definitely break it, break the pact of being a secret, but you don't say secret. However, if you say the word silence, then you do break the silence. So the correct answer was silence, and from all the correct answers, Michael again picked the winner, and the answer and the winner is Nayan. I hope I got your name right. I think I did. So Nayan, do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Question number 6, answer silence, and your name, grade, and contact information. Okay, it's time for question number 7. Call in number 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Here's question number 7. What gets wetter as it dries? An old classic. What gets wetter as it dries? 510-770-1550. What gets wetter as it dries? Michael, I think we have a couple of calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and I think the answer is a towel.
Thank you, Ishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Kuja, and I think the answer is ice.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is a towel.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Suti, and the answer is towel, and my sister wants to talk.
Okay. Hi, Anna. Anna, are you there?
Towel.
Okay, thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Bubbly, and the answer is travel.
Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, hello. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sanchi, and I think the answer is a towel.
Thank you, Sanchi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor, and I think the answer is I.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Siddharth, and the answer is towel.
Thank you, Siddharth. And last caller for question 7. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Nayan, and I think the answer is towel.
Thank you, Nayan. Congratulations on the last win. Nayan was the last caller for question number 7. So now just take a little breath, and we're going to move on to question number 8, which is our last question for today. Question number 8. Here it goes. What begins with a T, ends with a T, and has T in it? What begins with a T, ends with a T, and has T in it? Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashu, and I think the answer is ice.
Answer is?
Ice.
Oh, Ashu, you're still on question number 7. We're on to question number 8 now.
Okay.
What begins with a T, ends with a T, and has T in it? Can you answer?
No.
We'll come back to you. Call again. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is towel.
Gaurav's still answering question 7. We'll move on. The question again is, what begins with a T, ends with a T, and has T in it? Who's this?
The answer is treat.
Is what? Treat.
My name is Rick Pig, my last name is Paratura, and my nickname is Rick.
Thank you, Ritwik. Ritwik says treat. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina and I think the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sanchi and I think the answer is a teapot.
Thank you, Sanchi. Hi, you're on the air.
So, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is a teapot.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I...
Go ahead, what's your name?
My name is Ritika, and I think the answer is teapot.
Is that Ritika?
Yeah.
Nice name, welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly, and the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha. And I think the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is teapot.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is teapot.
Ooh, Shreya, one after the other. What's your last name?
Shreya Davanti.
Davanti, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Mayan. I think the answer is teapot.
Mayan is once again the 10th caller on this question and therefore the last caller for it. Yes, we have come to the end of the show and I know a lot of people were still waiting to call in and I'm really sorry you missed the opportunity. But you know what? We have a live show every Saturday, 11 to 12. And while we don't always have listener specials, all our rounds do have a question after them. So that's why we have three questions for our listeners every single episode. And of course, if you loved answering today's quiz, I hope I'll see you in the studio. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and let us know your grade and your interest. And if there are some Saturdays that don't work for you or work for you, let us know. And we'd love to have you in the studio. Once again, call out for our musical showcase. We played a beautiful piece by Aditya today, a guitar piece, and he may even come to the studio and play for us one of these following weeks. But we'd love to hear more variety and singing. We had Antara's beautiful song, but I know there are so many of you out there who can sing well. Come to the studio, come and sing for us, or just send us a recording, or send us a recital of any musical instrument that you play. It doesn't have to be in any particular category. It doesn't have to be Indian in nature. It can be anything to do with music. All we look for is that you are learning, you are practicing, and you are enjoying music. Okay, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, the answers to question 7. Jeeja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here in the studio with Michael today as we wind up our listener special round. Back to contestants next week. And here are the answers and the winners of questions 7 and 8. Question number 7, the riddle was, what gets wetter as it dries? And indeed, it's a towel. I got some interesting answers of ice. And sort of, I guess you could make a case. And again, kudos to being very, very creative. What gets wetter as it dries? The answer is a towel. And the winner, I think we need to change the winner of that one. So I'm going to go to question number 8. Question number 8 was, what begins with a T, ends with a T, and has T in it? What begins with a T, ends with a T, and has T in it? And the answer was teapot. And everybody got that right. And from all our winners, from all our correct answers, the winner is Ritika. Okay, all right, Ritika, you won question number 8. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And mention question number 8 and your answer and, of course, some contact information for you so we can get in touch with you. The reason I didn't announce question number 7 winner because Michael picked a winner who said ice, and that's not correct. So he has to pick another winner from all our questions.
Koina.
All right. Koina is our winner. Congratulations, Koina. That was question number 7, and you pipped the original winner at the post because the original winner gave the answer ice and not the correct answer towel. So, Koina, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question number 7, answer towel, and your name and contact information. I see that some of you have already started sending in the emails to our email account, and that's great. Please keep doing that. In fact, I hope that in the next half an hour I'll be getting emails from all of you so that Miss Anu has so that Miss Anu has all the information with you, with her right away, and she can give you your prizes as quickly as possible, as soon as she gets back on Monday. All right, so I guess that's all the time we have for today. I got signaled out. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Thank you.